Well, if you are listening back on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or whenever, you noticed I missed a bit of recording part of the game. I apologize for that. Brent Edwards drives inside. Oh, great block by Clampett. Down court to Keithley. Finds Jones up top. Clampett with the block. Drives inside now. Lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall. And the Jamie Lemons with a rebound. Down court, tied 31, opening 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. And free throws now as Sowen got another foul on Chillicothe. Jamie Lemons at the line. Leatherman with three now. First player to pick up three for Chillicothe. Paige Renfro has three for the Boonville Lady Pirates. At the line, Lemons will get two looks. First one after missing three makes this one. And it's now a one-point lead. Like I said, this one might go down to the last shot at the last second. Lemons at the line. Free throw off the rim. Rebounded by Jones for Chillicothe. One-point lead for Boonville, 32-31, opening 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Jones up top, Keithley. Circle right, back up top to Jones. They play pitch and catch across the top. Slap of the basketball by Jones. Parkey trying to get the ball to Parkey inside, can't get it. Leatherman well defended underneath. Jones on the wing, looks off the tray. Clampett up top to Parkey. Oh, wow. And that's Moyer that gets the steal and then a foul on Parkey. I don't know about that. Looks like Parkey was hacked to me, but that's just my opinion. A deep into the fourth, minute into the fourth quarter, Boonville 32, Chillicothe 31. Boonville brings it across the timeline with Millie Moyer. Circle left, dish inside, stolen by Clampett. Clampett leaves it for Leatherman, dribble drive, puts it up and in. Maggie Leatherman stops, pops, and drops after a feed from Whitney Clampett. Chillicothe, a one-point lead, minute and a half into the fourth quarter. And another silly foul on Chillicothe. Wow. Is that on Leatherman? It's a 1-1 now. That's huge. 7 team fouls for Chillicothe, 6 for Boonville. Leatherman checks out. I didn't. Micah Clark checks in, so I think it's on Leatherman. That'd be Maggie's fourth. First of a 1-1 is not there. Offensive rebound and stick back. Oh my goodness. Millie Moyer, you can't give up offensive rebounds, girls. Come on, you know better than that. And now it's a one-point advantage for Boonville, 34-33. Over to Keithley, left wing. Bounce pass, or pass kicked by Moyer. And again, that was a no-look, lackadaisical pass that was almost stolen. Boonville, pretty quick team. Their record may be 10-5, but they're leading Chillicothe right now. Clampett goes over to Keithley, all alone, three ball, no. Clampett with a rebound and the stick back for the deuce. Whitney Clampett, perfect position for that board. And back and forth we go, one-point lead Chillicothe. 5:46 left to play. Up top, Brent Edwards works it over right side, working against Micah Clark. And everyone collapsed on her. Wide open, Lemons missed it. And another foul on Chillicothe, the umpteenth silly foul on the Lady Hornets. You just can't do that. A hacking call. Wow, you just, in a close game, you just can't keep playing hack-a-shack. Lemons looking for the three-point play. Would give her 10, and that's what we got. ...37-35, two-point lead for Boonville, 5:27, a lot of time left. Settle down, play your game, Lady Hornets. I haven't seen much of it yet, I know you got it in you. Right side, Clampett, drives inside, leaves it for Parkey. Parkey is hacked, oh, rolls around the rim, can't get it to fall. It'll be a two-shot foul, Parkey. That one is on Lemons, her second. And Parkey at the line in the act of shooting. One of two in the first quarter. She's got six. A free throw, a deuce, and a tray, and misses that free throw. 37-35, a two-point lead for Boonville. And 5:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. Parkey at the line, second one. Makes one out of two, just like the first time. She's got seven. And it's a one-point Boonville lead. Can we get a steal or a rebound here, ladies? Edwards across the timeline. Bryn Edwards up top now to Moyer. Lemons underneath. Renfro blocked partially by Clampett. Doesn't get it to fall. Clampett with a rebound. Good defense on the low post by Clampett. Gets it down court to Clark. Gives it back. There's a hacking foul you missed, Mr. Official. Offensive rebound after Clampett was hacked and missed. Got it into Keithley, came up with a rebound. Micah Clark right side. Cross court to Keithley. Keithley up top to Jones, back to Micah Clark. She's pushed. She's pushed again. And there's a stolen ball. Renfro missed it. Good defense by Chillicothe. Lost out of bounds by whom? It is Chillicothe's basketball. Lost out of bounds. Great. I missed who it was. Great defense down there by Chillicothe to hustle back. Lady Hornets hustling on defense on this up-tempo game. On the fast breaks. Midway through the fourth quarter, Chillicothe down by a point. Goes cross court to Clark. Clampett back to Clark. Three ball, Micah Clark off the rim. Might want to follow your shot. You're not going to make all of them. Boonville looking to expand on their lead. All alone underneath Moyer. Hustling back was Hannah Jones. Jones got the block and then lost it out of bounds. Jones with the block and the tip. .348 left to play. Boonville with the ball and a one-point lead. There's a partial block. Another shot that is missed, and they're letting them play as they knock Lemons down. Chillicothe coming up with the rebound. Whitney Clampett across the timeline. Coach is All-State player last year, I believe, was Clampett, if memory serves me right. Up top, Keithley. Over to Jones, up top to Keithley. Shucks the defender, goes right side to Clampett. Parkey at the free throw line. Soft touches it. Oh, that's one that normally she makes. She didn't make that one. Chillicothe still trailing by a point. 3:10 left to play now. I just keep feeling we're going to go on a little run again, and it so far hasn't happened. Paige Renfro, get on her. She can shoot from out there. Up top to Bryn Edwards. Clampett's on her. Back up top to Renfro. Gets it free throw line to Moyer. And now Lemons at the high post. Fimler top of the key. They're playing the high post. Flex defense or flex offense at a high post is what they're doing. Renfro now. High post left. Up top to Moyer. This shows great patience to be able to run this flex offense at the high post. Lemons holds it. Hannah Jones applying a little pressure. And loose basketball picked up by Maggie Leatherman. Leatherman gets it to Parkey. And now here comes Chillicothe. Hannah Jones across the timeline with 2:15 left, down by a point. And timeout on the court. We're back after this. Chillicothe trailing by one, 37-36. Back after this on KCHI. 2:12 left to play. Boonville 37, Chillicothe 36. Both players in the one-and-one. Chillicothe's ball just across the timeline. And possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way in case of a tie-up. Underneath, Clampett was wide open, but they overshot her. Chillicothe just has not made the adjustment to the size of this building. They just haven't. Those are adjustments you should have made by now. It's 2 minutes left in the game. Boonville across the timeline. Bryn Edwards works it, circle left. Working against Leatherman. Pass tipped. And saved by Chillicothe, but controlled by Millie Moyer. Baseline underneath, intended for the big gal, Lemons, but stolen by Chillicothe. Down court, Keithley. Up and in! Carson Keithley takes it to the hole and delivers the goods. A one-point lead with a minute 33 left now for Chillicothe. Lady Hornets 38, Boonville 37. Moyer, top of the key, works it right wing. Underneath, they can't stop the freshman Lemons. Chillicothe has no way to stop Lemons once she gets the ball. She's that difficult to defend. And Chillicothe working the clock with a minute 9, down by a point. Minute 6 now, Clampett right wing. Cross court to Carson Keithley, looks off a tray. Parkey will shoot from the baseline, nothing but net! Yes, yes, yes! Parkey for 3! Her second one tonight. K-Bob delivers when we needed pizza. A 2-point lead for Chillicothe. Feed inside. Blocked by Parkey. The big gal was blocked. Passes down court. Timeout as Carson Keithley had to dive to catch the pass and avoid the turnover. Great hustling play by Carson Keithley. And timeout taken. Chillicothe back in 30 on KCHI. This timeout reminds us it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group and get wowed. This Lady Hornets basketball game also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, as is all our sporting events, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website, kchi.com, click on the link. Chillicothe, 41-39. Parkey with a 3-ball to give Chillicothe a 2-point lead. Under a minute to play. Chillicothe's ball, 33 seconds to go. Up top to Clampett. Saves it from the steal. Jones, Boonville with a sense of urgency. And timeout Chillicothe. 26 seconds left, 41-39. Lady Hornets ball, Lady Hornets lead. And we're back in 30 on KCHI. All right, 26 seconds left. Chillicothe 41, Boonville 39. Both in the 1-1 possession arrow pointing Chillicothe. Chillicothe leads, Chillicothe's arrow. Chillicothe in the 1-1. And it's a 2-point lead. And they will inbound it, and I mean directly in front of me. I could reach over and tug on whosoever ponytail is going to inbound it, but I won't because that'd be a little distracting and, frankly, a little unusual. Basketball pretty much all week next week from the Cameron Tournament. Girls against Excelsior Springs, 4 o'clock Monday. Boys against Lawson, 4 o'clock Tuesday. All games, of course, right here on KCHI. Carson Keithley will inbound it. Blonde braided ponytail hanging behind her. The official be sure and tells her exactly what she can and can't do. Slap of the basketball. They go back court to Clampett with 25 seconds now. Clampett across the timeline to Jones. Parkey, they will milk the clock here. Boonville will have to come out and foul him. And a hand check foul there. It will be a 1-1 for Chillicothe. That milked about a few seconds off. It's 17.2 now. Chillicothe 41-39 over Boonville. Maggie Leatherman checks in for Micah Clark. A little added rebounding strength and low post defense. This is a 1-1 for Carson Keithley at the line for the first time tonight. She has a pair of buckets from inside. Keithley takes her time, eyes it up. Bingo, yes! Oh, that was nice. One here, and this one might be just about over. With 17.2 seconds is a lot of time left. Chillicothe really wants to beat these girls. Second one, Keithley. Bingo, we got a 4-point lead. It's a 2-possession ball game. With 15 seconds left, and now it's down to 10. Underneath, shot is in, and timeout. And Renfro has 14 points. The lead is 2. Chillicothe's ball. They don't have to cross the line. Just 8.5 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. 8.5 seconds left. Both teams with 8 points each, or with 8 fouls. Chillicothe leads at 43-41. 8.5 seconds left. Chillicothe's possession arrow. Oh, what a game this has been, my friends. I know I've doubted them at times, but I was just waiting for the Lady Horns to show up. Sometimes they show up in the beginning. Sometimes it's a little bit later on, but they always show up. Lady Hornets fought back from a 7-point deficit in the third quarter to take a 2-point lead late in the third quarter. It's been back and forth this one. Caitlin Parkey's three ball and Carson Keithley's two free throws were key for Chillicothe. Now they need good ball skills here. Carson Keithley. Will they send someone? No, it's not Keithley. It's Clampett. They get it into Jones. Back to Clampett. Back to Jones. With six, with five, they can't get it to anyone. Leatherman across the timeline. Maggie Leatherman will go to the line with 2.2 seconds left. Leatherman, one of three. Maggie, you got this, my girl. Leatherman, Clan on the far side, looking on. Well, Mama Leatherman is looking down. This is a one-and-one, Maggie. Oh, misses it and misses everything, unfortunately. So an opportunity. They will inbound it back court. Will the Lady Pirates, with 2.2 seconds left, that's enough time. Look, that's enough time to get it to the mid-court stripe and maybe try a running half court. Full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and see how this one ends out. Back in 30 on KCHI. All right. It is 2.2 seconds left. Chillicothe will inbound it back court. Boonville will inbound it back court. Chillicothe on defense. 2.2 seconds left. Lady Hornets lead it by two. And possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. A Chillicothe foul would put Boonville at a 1-1. I don't think Chillicothe wants to foul, though. Chillicothe applying some pressure. Aaron Campbell is in the ball game. Stolen by Clampett. Chillicothe wins. Lady Hornets achieve victory. 43-41. Justice is served from last year's loss. What a tremendous game. Best game of the day so far here. Chillicothe 43. Boonville 41. What a game. What a game. We're back after this with stats on KCHI.